Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today, we're diving into something super important: setting healthy boundaries for emotional well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but not getting much in return? Like a walking emotional vending machine, dispensing smiles and support with no refill button? You know that feeling when your energy is drained, you're saying yes to things you don't want to do, and you're just burnt out? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or uncaring. They're about protecting your emotional health, just like physical boundaries protect your body. Think of it like this: if someone barged into your house uninvited and started rummaging through your stuff, you'd probably feel violated, right? It's the same with our emotions. We need to create those mental and emotional fences to say, hey, these are my feelings, my time, and my energy. I choose how I want to use them. So, let's get down to business and break down 5 key takeaways for setting healthy boundaries that actually work. 1. Know your needs. This is the foundation, folks. Before you can set any boundaries, you gotta know what you need. What makes you feel drained? What drains your energy? What kind of interactions leave you feeling good versus drained? Take some time to really reflect on this. Journaling can be super helpful for this. You're basically having a deep conversation with yourself, figuring out your emotional landscape. 2. Communicate clearly and directly. Saying no might feel uncomfortable at first, but it's crucial. And when you do say yes, make sure it's to something that aligns with your needs and values. Don't beat around the bush. Be direct and honest about what you're comfortable with. Use I statements like, I need some time to myself right now, or I can't commit to that because, remember, being assertive is not aggressive. It's about respecting yourself and your limits. 3. Set realistic expectations. This one is huge. We often set unrealistic expectations for ourselves and others. Remember, you're human. You can't be everything to everyone all the time. It's okay to say no to requests that overwhelm you or don't serve your well-being. 4. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Make time for activities that bring you joy, help you relax, and recharge your batteries. Think of self-care as a non-negotiable part of your routine, just like brushing your teeth or showering. 5. Be consistent. This is where the magic happens. Once you've set your boundaries, stick to them. It takes time and practice, but consistency builds respect and reinforces your commitment to your well-being. Don't be afraid to revisit and adjust your boundaries as needed. Life is constantly evolving, so should your boundaries. Alright, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine you have a friend who always calls you late at night, needing advice or just venting about their day. You're a good listener, but it's starting to impact your sleep and your own stress levels. Setting a boundary here could look like saying, hey, I love catching up with you, but after 9 p.m, I need some quiet time to wind down. How about we chat earlier in the evening? T? It's all about finding a balance that respects both your needs and your friendship. So, there you have it, 5 actionable steps to set healthy boundaries and reclaim your emotional well-being. Remember, this isn't about being selfish. It's about honoring yourself and creating space for genuine connection and fulfillment. By setting those boundaries, you're basically saying yes to a happier, healthier, and more authentic you. What are your thoughts? Share your experiences with setting boundaries in the comments below. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of The Stoic Life, where we're all about building calm confidence, one boundary at a time. Until next time, keep it real and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.